welcome back to another episode of The Serial Killer. I'm your host, Jeremy Skaggs. Today we are talking about Clifton Bloomfield. Clifton Duane Bloomfield, born March of 1969, is an American serial killer and former movie extra who was convicted of murdering five people around Albuquerque, New Mexico between 2005 and 2008. In the midst of his murders, Bloomfield had made appearances as a background character in multiple movies and TV shows, including Felon in 2008 and Breaking Bad in 2008 through 2013. He was born in Kingman, Arizona. He was sentenced to 195 years in prison for five victims from 2005 to 2008 in New Mexico. He was apprehended July 1st, 2008. Clifton Duane Bloomfield, raised in Kingman, Arizona. His earliest known encounter with the law came in 1979 when a BB gun incident. After a BB gun incident, a judge ordered him to be on probation until his 18th birthday and enroll at a children's home in Tucson. After his release, he returned home to his parents. Regarded as a bully, Bloomfield's parents forced him to go to a mental health clinic every day and give him a drug for schizophrenia. I'm not even going to try to pronounce that. I'm not good at doing that. Bloomfield's criminal habits nevertheless continued. At the age of 13, he stole a motorcycle and later broke into a church. In 1989, Bloomfield and his sister went on a crime spree in Phoenix, which consequently netted him in prison for 14 years. He was released in 2002. October 2005 murders. During the night of October 24, 2005, Bloomfield ate at a Fuddruckers restaurant in Albuquerque. After leaving, according to Bloomfield's story of events, 37-year-old Carlos Escobar approached him and reportedly started to hit on him, with Escobar being gay. Bloomfield, though not gay, went along with Escobar and agreed to go back to Escobar's apartment along Walter Southeast. When in Escobar's bedroom, Bloomfield attacked him and ripped his shirt off, which he used to twist around Escobar's neck to strangle him to death. After the violent murder, Bloomfield searched through the apartment for valuables. He left soon after, and the body was found hours later by the apartment landlord. On October 27th, Bloomfield reportedly was out on a walk late at night when he noticed the back door of a house slightly ajar. Bloomfield later stated to police that there wasn't anybody moving, so I went in. In the home, he searched through a purse on the kitchen table, but finding that nothing was in there, he decided to take a tour of the home. In one of the bedrooms, Bloomfield found jewelry, which he subsequently pocketed. Soon after, the home's owner, 81-year-old Josephine Selvage, a retired elementary school teacher suffering from Alzheimer's disease, attempted to attack Bloomfield. He subsequently fought back and overpowered Selvage. He's a strong man, strangling her as she kicked and tried to scream. After Selvage went unresponsive, Bloomfield kept looking through the home, but eventually left as he did not feel like stealing anything. Since the two murders occurred just days apart and in close proximity to each other, police investigated a link, but later falsely came to the conclusion that the two murders were unrelated. Hiatus. 2 months after the murders, Bloomfield approached an elderly couple at gunpoint in the village of Los Ranchos and forced them to let him in their garage, where he stole a stack of cash. Later that day, he proposed to his girlfriend. Months later, U.S. Marshals arrested Bloomfield in Texas for the Los Ranchos home invasion. He was brought back to New Mexico, and although he pledged his innocence, he ended up pleading guilty and served 18 months in jail. After his release, he went back to working as a roofer. He also found work as a movie extra. During this time, he appeared on the sets. I already said that. Bloomfield resumed killing in December 2007. On December 4th, he prowled through a backyard of a home in Avenida La Costa. Is that Northeast or is that Nebraska? It'd be Northeast, I guess. I don't know. He made his way into the house via the glass sliding door where the homeowner, 79-year-old Tak Yee, attempted to attack Bloomfield. This guy, he's the victim here. He's always being attacked. He's always on the defense. You know, I mean, what the hell? Bloomfield was able to overpower Tak Yee, who was 79, and beat him to death. Soon after, he killed Tak's wife, Pung, who was 69, although he claims a friend of his did it. Days after the murder of the Yees, police arrested two magazine salesmen for the killings, one of whom confessed. Both were later released from custody after Bloomfield's arrest. On June 28, 2008, Bloomfield colluded with Jason Skiggs, 35, to kill a man only known as Manny. Bloomfield and Skiggs brandished ski masks, vests, and shotguns to break into the home. Well, not really a shotgun, sorry. When they did, they discovered Catherine Bailey and her husband, 40-year-old nurse Scott Pierce, but thinking Pierce was Manny, they killed him. The arrest on July 1st, 2008, Bloomfield and Skiggs were arrested for the murder of Scott Pierce. Bloomfield was soon linked to the other crimes via DNA. He pleaded guilty to all counts and was sentenced to 195 years in prison, where he still rots to this day. And good riddance to you, you piece of shit. That's been another episode of The Serial Killer. I'm your host, Jeremy Skaggs. If you want, follow us on Twitter. The Serial Kill 11. I'd much appreciate it. If you follow, I'll follow back. And also, Food Trip Reviews and Roadside Attractions on Facebook. That is the group I've been running for 8 or 9 years now. Definitely looking for some more people to join that as well. So, yeah, look it up on Facebook. In fact, if you want, you can look me up on Facebook and, you know, send me a message saying, hey, I listen to your podcast. You're great. Or you suck balls. Or that's part of the reason why I haven't been asking any questions anymore about what do you think about the podcast? Because I'm tired of these keyboard warriors telling me I suck. So anyways, yeah, I'm done bitching now. Two episodes out in one day. I hope you guys enjoy that. This has been The Serial Killer, and we'll see you next time.